What, yeah? What digits did we have? Just going to tell you. There's much change now. It's like a beautiful Vaikuntha here. I think I came in the winter last time. Here it's so wonderful, no? It's a beautiful place. And the cows. I don't remember any cows last time. Huh? Oh, yeah? I was just passing through, I didn't focus what was going on. Prabhupada always sing Jayarana Madhava, Chaitanya Charamrita, Pushkar. Yeah? I was thinking of singing Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. I don't know. We can sing both. Want to sing Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu? Okay, just a quick one. We have another mic for the accordion. Have another mic. So I still can hold it, I think. I don't know, I could tie it on. We had quite a nice Sarinam in Gainesville yesterday. We had to walk a long way. We went into town. And we got many people to dance and sing with us. And students were trying to enjoy, and we augmented their enjoying spirit. Because it had a lot of spirit, but, yeah. And we had real spirit. We had the real spirit of Sankirtan. Oops. Someone like to help? There's an immediate need for service here. Huh? Oh yeah, that's a good idea. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karamo Re Toma Vina Kedaya Chagata Samsare Shri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Karamo Re Pachita pavana eku ava avatara Osamo pachita pavu napai veyara Bala Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Pipabalo kana kalim, ami baro duki. Ahapabo Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Bolo Kanna Kala Ami Paro Dukhi. Chitapati Adyachagasa Tava Kripa Bole Ka Techanya Nika. Yoga si jiva pulokana tan ahasalukana tan upaya julata patayoga si jiva pulokana jaya kora si achala Kapchiniva Ramachandra Sangamaga Narakamada Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karamare Kama Vina Kedaya Jagata Sampare Krishna Chaitanya Daya Karamare Dayatam Pachita Pavana Eto Tava Ava Tara Esamo Pachita Pavana Napaibaya Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nityai Gauranga Daya, Nityai Gauranga, Daya Satchinandana, Gaura Hare. Jaya Gauranga, 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 Jaya Gauranga.
Vaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Who could be more merciful than Lord Chaitanya and Krishna Chaitanya Prabhupada? And who could be more deserving of his mercy than myself, who is more fallen than me? And Lord Chaitanya is Patita Pavana, merciful to the most fallen souls. So Lord Nityananda, Haha Prabhu Nityananda, Premananda, your ocean of nectar, of happiness, and I'm so miserable. So please be merciful to me so I can become happy. And then he approaches and he sings about Advaita Acharya, the husband of Sita Sakarani. Because it was he that called down Lord Chaitanya in the first place. And if he's merciful to me, then definitely I get the mercy of Gaunitai. Chaitanya Nitai. Chaitanya Nitai King! So then he's addressing the six Goswamis, Sahaswara Sanatan, Rupa Raghunath, Vasudevaji Guru. So in this way, the song is begging for mercy, which we all need. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jala Vallabha Givardhari. Gopi Jala Vallabha Givardhari. Yashodanandana Vraja Janarandana. Yashodanandana Vraja Janarandana. Yashodanandana Vraja Janarandana. Yashodanandana Yes, all the land, Yama Chera Vanatari. Yama Chera Vanatari. Jaya Radha Madhava Sanjavi Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Vandava, Ganga Bihara. Jaya Radha Madhava, Ganga Bihara.
Jaya Vishnu Bhavara Mangsa Parishu Kisharas Tastati Shri Smith Divine Grace of H. Narinda Bhagavan Swami Srila Prabhupada King Iskam Founder Bibhiti Founder Srila Prabhupada King Jaya Om Vishnu Bhavara Parama Mangsa Parishu Kisharas Tastati Shri Smith Srila Bhakti Sri Dhanta Sarasvati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada King Ananta Koti Vaishnavarinda King Nama Shajra Haridasa Akokri Jai Vamshaka Ho Shri Krishna Taitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadad Hasi Vasati Gaurav Aktavarinda King Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyama Kun Radha Kun Kiti Gavadana King Masura Vindavan Lama King Avadip Maya Padama King Jagannath Puri Dama King Niraman Rashi Dama King Chamunda Maya Ganga Maya King What's the river called then? Ichatakini Maya King Srimati Tulsi Devi King Bhakti Devi King Sri Sankirtan King Sankirtan Yagya Ki, Tatsana Bhakti Shibishan Ki, Tatsana Pasaram Dishibishan Ki, Govraksha Tatsana Kao Protection Ki, Gopaymanandi, All Glories to Assembly Devotees, All Glories to Assembly Devotees, All Glories to Assembly Devotees, Glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, Glories to Sri La Prabhupada. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Okay, we're reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita today. We're going for the nectar. And, I've got it's already in there. It's already in there.
It's lost.
It's lost. Oh no. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya. We can't move forward, please. I've got short sighted. I can't see anyone's faces. It's just like, you know, in the distance, it's like a shadow. You can give me a telescope if you like.
It's a text 12, yeah?
Because I've been to all these strange countries like Congo, I may have some disease. I just come from South Korea, and because the disease is there.
Nuclear poisoning.
Yeah. Japan, yes. I'm probably radioactive, actually. Okay. Time to get serious now. But nobody wants to come closer. If you can sit, come and sit here, please. You know, I'm not asking something outlandish. This is bhakti yoga, sadhu sangha.
Some people move their asana.
Sadhu sangha retreat.
We should have a mechanical asanas. You just press a button, they can come forward automatically. Okay, it's okay, don't worry about that. But the young people, you know, I want to see you smile. I want to see you smile at my jokes. Okay, what verse is it, please? Chapter 16, Madhya Leela, verse 12, okay. This chapter is called The Lord's Attempt to Go to Vrindavan. So, because I've just arrived here in New Ramanretti, I want to revise The previous sloka is up to 12. Is that with your permission? No?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktavinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktavinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktavinda. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. By the nectar of his personal glance, the cloud known as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu poured water upon the garden of Gaudadesh and revived the people who were like creepers and plants burning in the forest fire of material existence. Text 2. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glories to Lord Nityananda, all glories to Advaita Chandra, all glories to the devotees, all the devotees of the Lord. We just sang that one. Okay, text 3. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to go to Vrindavan. And Maharaj Prataparudra became very morose upon hearing this news. The king therefore called for Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai, and he spoke the following submissive words to them. Text 5. Prataparudra Maharaj said, is the king of Puri, please endeavor to keep Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here at Jagannath Puri, for now he's thinking of going elsewhere. Text 6. Without Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this kingdom is not pleasing to me. Therefore, please try to devise some plan to enable the Lord to stay here. Text 7. After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself consulted Ramananda Rai and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, saying, I shall go to Vrindavan. Text 8. Ramananda Roy and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya requested the Lord to observe first the Ratha Yatra festival. Then when the month of Kartik arrived, he could go to Vrindavan. However, when the month of Kartik came, they both told the Lord, now it is very cold. It is better that you wait to see the Dol Yatra festival and then go. That would be very nice. Dol Yatra means Gopanim, no? That was, it's the same time as Gopanim. 10. In this way, they both presented many impediments, indirectly not granting the Lord permission to go to Vrindavan. They did this because they were afraid of separation from him. Text 11. Although the Lord is completely independent and incapable of being checked by anyone, he still did not go without the permission of his devotees. So text 12 has still got no purpose, so we're not going to read the Bengali. Then, for the third year, all the devotees of Bengal wanted to return again to Jagannath Puri. 13. All the Bengal... Shall I read the Bengali? Okay. It's nice. Tritiya Vatsare Sabha Goda Bhaktagan. This is the 12th. Which one's on the board? Huh? Okay, well it's... Tritiya Vatsane Sabha Godera Bhaktagan. Nila chale chadite sabara hileman. Then, for the third year, all the devotees of Bengal wanted to return again to Jagannath Puri. Sobhi mele gela advaita acharyera pashe Prabhu jekite acharya chalila ulase. All the Bengali devotees gathered around Advaita Acharya, and in great jubilation Advaita Acharya departed to Jagannath Puri to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text 14:15. Yadyapi prabhura agya gorde te ihite Nityananda prabhu ke prema bhakti prakasite Tatapi chalila mahaprabhure dekite Nityananda dere preme chesta sarpani bhuchite. Although the Lord told Nityananda prabhu to stay in Bengal and spread ecstatic love of God, Nityananda left to go to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who can understand Nityananda Prabhu's ecstatic love? 16:17. Acharya Radha Vidyanidhi Shiva Slamai Vasudeva Murari Govinda Diunatai Ragana Pandit Nija Jali Sajana Kuchina Grama Vasi Jali. All the devotees of Navadvip departed, including Acharya Ratna, Vijayanidhi, Srivas, Ramai, Vasudeva, Murari, Govinda, and his two brothers, and Raghava Pandit, who took bags of assorted foods. The inhabitants of Kulina Gram, carrying silken ropes, also departed. Text 18. Kandavasi Narahari Sri Raghunandana Sava Bhakti Chale Tarake Kare Ganana. Narahari and Sri Raghunandana, who were from the village of Kanda, and many other devotees also departed. Who can count them? Text 19. Shivananda Sen Kari Gati Samadana Sabare palana kari suke layayana. Shivananda Sen, who was in charge of the party, made arrangements to clear the tax collecting centers. He took care of all the devotees and happily traveled with them. Text 20. Sabara sarva karya dana. Shivananda Jani Udiya Patira Santanam. Shivananda Sen took care of all the necessities the devotees required. In particular, he made arrangements for residential quarters and he knew the roads of Orissa. Text 21. Sevasara Prabhu Dekite Sahasakurani. Chalila Charya Sange Achyuta Janani. That year also, all the wives of the devotees, Takuranis, also went to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sita Devi, the mother of Achyutananda, went with Advaita Acharya. Text 21. Srivas Pandit Sange Chalila Malini. Shivananda Sange Chale Tanara Gaini. Srivas Pandit also took his wife, Malini, and the wife of Shivananda Sen also went with her husband. Text 23. Shivanandera Balak Nam Chaitanya Das Tenu Chapite Prabhure Dekite Ulas. Chaitanya Das, the son of Shivananda Sen, also jubilantly accompanied them as they went to see the Lord. Text 24. The wife of Chandrasekhar Acharya Ratna also went. I cannot speak of the greatness of Chandrasekhar's love for the Lord. 25. Sabatakurani Mahaprabhu Reke Bhikshadite Prabhu Ranana Priya Dravya Nila Gade Haite. To offer Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu various types of food, all the wives of the great devotees brought from home various things that pleased Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text 26. Shivananda Sen Kari Sabha Samadana Katiyati Prabhu Dina Sabare Vasasthana. As stated, Shivananda Sen used to make all arrangements for the party's necessities. In particular, he used to pacify the men in charge of levying taxes, and he found resting places for everyone. Text 27. Bhaksha diya kayen sabara savatra palane parama anande ana prabhura darshane. Shivananda Sen also supplied food to all the devotees and took care of them along the way. In this way, feeling great happiness, he went to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri. Text 20. Ramanaya Asiya Kaila Gopinatha Rachan Acharya Karila Tahan Kirtananathan. When they all arrived at Ramuna, they went to see Lord Gopinath. In the temple there, Advaita Acharya danced and chanted. Manchaya Sabha Seva Kasane Bahucha Samana Asi Kaila Seva Kagane. All the priests of the temple had been previously acquainted with Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Therefore, they all came to offer great respects to the Lord. Text 30. Se Rachi Sabha Mahanta Tahan Rahila Barakani Agi Seva Kajarila. That night, all the great devotees remained in the temple, and the priests brought 12 pots of condensed milk, which they placed before Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Kira Hanki Sabha Lila Prabhu Nityananda Shira Prasada Payasabara Vadila Ananda. When the condensed milk was placed before Nityananda Prabhu, he distributed the prasad to everyone, and thus everyone's transcendental bliss increased. Text 32. Madhava Purira Kata Gopala Stapan Tanare Gopala Yaichi Magila Chandan. They then all discussed the story of Sri Nityananda Prabhu's installation of the Gopal deity, and they discussed how Gopal begged sandalwood from him. Text. It was Gopinath who stole condensed milk for the sake of Madhavendra Puri. This incident had been previously related by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, now we do word for word, no? Say, Kata. Sabara. Is this the verse we have to talk about? This is purport, right? There's a purport in this one. 34. Okay. Say, Kata Sabara Madhe Kahe Nityananda Shunya Vaishnavamane Badila Ananda. Se kata sabara madhe kahe nityananda. Shunya Vaishnava mane badila ananda. Se kata sabara madhe kahe nityananda. Shunya Vaishnava mane Vadila Ananda. Se katasa bara madhe kahe nityananda. Shunya Vaishnava mane vadila ananda. Se katasa bara madhe kahe nityananda. Shunya Vaishnava mane Vadila Ananda. Se katya sabara madhe kahe nityananda. Shunya Vaishnava mane Vadila Ananda. Se katya sabara madhe kahe nityananda. Shunya Vaishnava mane Vadila Ananda. Se katya sabara madhe kahe nityananda. Shunya Vaishnava mane Vadila Ananda. Say kata. That incident. Sabara madhe. Among all of them. Kahe. Says. Nityananda. Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Shunya. Hearing. Vaishnava mani, in the minds of all the Vaishnavas, Vadila, increased, Ananda, the transcendental bliss. Translation. This same narration was again related by Lord Nityananda to all the devotees, and their transcendental bliss increased as they heard the story again. Please repeat. This same narration was again related by Lord Nityananda to all the devotees, and their transcendental bliss increased as they heard the story again. Purport. The words, purport by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada King. The words Mahaprabhura Mukhe from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are significant because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first heard the story of Madhavendra Puri from his spiritual master, Sripad Ishwara Puri. For this story, refer to Madhulila chapter 4, verse 18. After staying at Sri Advaita's house in Shantipur for some time, the Lord narrated the story of Madhavendra Puri to Nityananda Prabhu, Jagadananda Prabhu, Damodar Prabhu, Damodar Pandit, and Mukunda Das. When they went to Ramuna to the temple of Gopinath, he described Madhavendra Puri's installation of the Gopal deity as well as Gopinath's stealing condensed milk. Due to this incident, Lord Gopinath became well known as Shira Chora, the thief who stole condensed milk. Srila Prabhupada King. Om Gyana Timurandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshura Militandena Dasme Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manupistam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadam Tikam. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Makum Karoti Vachalam Pangam Lankaite Girim Yatkripadadaham bande Sri Gurundi Natalinam. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prashayana Nirvisesha Sanyavadi Paschacharya Satayana. So by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we're hearing this story of how the deity in the temple, in the Hare Krishna temple, which is apparently made of stone and to non-devotees, actually did something wonderful for his devotees. So this is the position, actually, Prabhupada had to introduce deity worship to the Western world. And he did. He actually had to explain the teachings that all this Bhumirapanalo Vayu Kamanavuri Evacha Ankarati Mai Pakitim Binapakiti Asid, all this earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and so on. Ether, mind, intelligence, false ego. This is all the energy of Krishna. Krishna says it's my separated material energy. And Pariyamatastramyam Prakritim Vidyame Param. This is the seventh chapter. Jiva Bhuta Mahabaho Yadayam Taritajika. That we are the living entities. And we're a higher energy. We're individuals, spiritual sparks. Because we know this. But in relationship to this teachings of Kirishwara, understanding Kirishwara Gopinath Lila, we have to explain this to people. You know, how it's a mixture of etadyonini bhutani, that living beings, spiritual sparks of consciousness, eternal, are mixed with this temporary material energy. But mataparataram nanyat kinchitastinvendanayasav, mayasavamidam protam sutri managanam eva. All these energies are strong on Krishna. So, what does that mean? That means he can turn matter into spirit and spirit into matter. He's the source of both. So, it's actually not wonderful. We see this as a miracle. The deity is apparently made of stone. To us, we're looking at the deities and we're thinking, oh, they're very beautiful today. But we're so conditioned that we're thinking, Achay Shila, that we're thinking that maybe we're thinking offensively that their deities are made of stone. And that we, you know, this is bhakti yoga is there as a gradual process to awaken our dormant love of Krishna. Because actually we can only see Krishna Premanjana Charita Bhakti Balochana, if our eyes are tinged with the salve of love of God. So Prabhupada, he had to do so much to bring us to this platform of deity worship. In the beginning, in 26 Second Avenue, we had pictures, Panchatattva. What else? Is anyone there in 26 Second Avenue? Who is there in 26 Second Avenue? We had pictures. Prabhupada started with kirtan. The main thing was Prabhupada's kirtan. It wasn't a deity worship. Prabhupada used to offer a little incense and ring a bell, and everyone was wondering what's going on. Some funny thing he's doing up there. Nobody knew about deity worship. But the main thing was the holy name. And we all got into the holy name, chanting, dance and sing. I wasn't there. I was in England when it was all started. I was still at college. I was an art student. But this movement was starting in Lower East Side, New York, and later on San Francisco. So this way was the purification started. Prabhupada, I mean, it's just totally amazing what he did. He had to. Of course, in Christianity, we're used to deities. especially Jesus Christ on the cross. It's really a horrible, miserable leela, which we're pretty well familiar with. There's a cross, and so we it's not unknown to us, deity worship. But Jesus was saying, I'm doing the work of my Father. But who's his Father? We just don't know. Nobody knew who the Father is. It's just like, in the Jehovah's Witness, you see, like, he's got A4 page over his face. You ever seen that? In their magazine? With all due respect. But the Father has, like, a blank piece of A4 paper over his face. You can see Jesus, his Son, but Father, we don't know. So Prabhupada is doing something totally, totally unheard of. He was revealing, or he was presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, in which Krishna explains that he is that supreme Father of all living beings. Sava yonishu kontaya murtaya sambhavantiya tasham brahma mahadyoni. Aham bija pradapita. I am the seed-giving Father of all living beings. And it's totally amazing. In India, the Hindus, we know Krishna, we know Ganesh, we know this God, that God. And many in Nepal, why are you just worshipping Krishna? Why are you only worshipping Krishna? What about all the others? Even in Nepal, the so-called Hindu kingdom, used to be, they're wondering why the Hare Krishnas are just sticking to Krishna. And we have to teach them. To teach them that, that this process of bhakti yoga, bhakti mama vijana ti yavanyas chasmi tatvato, tato mam tatvata jnana, vishateta nantara, Tada Anantaram. By this process of bhakti yoga, sadhana bhakti, chanting Hare Krishna, taking prasadam, dancing and singing, looking after the beautiful temple, doing deity worship, then we can enter into the mystery of his understanding. It's actually a mystery how the Supreme Lord can appear in the form which we are seeing on the altar. And that's the wonderful thing about this story of Kishore Gopinath and Madhavendra Puri, that he fully understood, because he found the Gopal deity in a bush. You remember this story? Amazing. He was sleeping. He had a dream. A cowherd boy came. Actually, the cowherd boy came, gave him some milk. Nobody starves in my village. And then he had a dream. Get me out of this bush. It's hard. I've been here for years. And then he had to get all the villagers to dig out Gopal deity. And there was amazing, jubilation. Just imagine how far out it was. Everybody came and they had a bathing ceremony, huge Anukut festival. And then so he knew well that Madhavendra Puri was, Uttama Adhikari, Siddha. So he was a fully realized devotee. So he understood through this leela that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has a marble form in the bush, and he put him in the temple on over downhill. Then, of course, got another direction. I'm still too hot. I need sandalwood. And the best place for sandalwood was Jagannath Puri. So he had to walk thousands of miles on dangerous roads. Sadhus used to get eaten by tigers, you know that? The tigers are rampant. Snakes and tigers, elephants. Not like Florida now, there's nice big roads and everyone's got nice houses. It wasn't like that, it was jungle. So he was heading towards Jagannath Puri. And then, of course, on his way to Jagannath Puri, he saw the deity of Ramuna, and he desired, during the arti, he saw the kheer. I tasted the kheer here. It's a really amazing new ramen reti. It's a wonderful kheer you have here. So some must have been something like that in clay pots. What you need is a potter here. Anyone does pottery? You could have special pot shops instead of those, you know, those cardboard cups. Who knows what they're made of, those cardboard cups. We could make clay pots. That would be very nice. So anyhow, Madhavendra Puri, during the arti, he could see and he heard about the kheer. He was thinking, if only I could taste that kheer, then I could make the same for my Gopal deity. Mm-hmm. And then he realized, oh, I've blown it. I wanted to enjoy the kheer before it came off the altar. Uh-huh. This is not actually befitting a Uttama Adhikari. It's the usual thing for us. We're wondering, oh, what are the deities eating today? Am I going to get the maha? Maybe we offer some special, you know, avocados or something to our deity in the hope that we can taste them. It'd be real nice. This is actually not first class devotional service. But you know, Prabhupada was very kind to us. He was very lenient. He was, in the beginning, you have to be lenient. And that's what Prabhupada was, to get the ball rolling. Unfortunately, after the ball got rolling, we tightened up so much that nobody wanted to join anymore. So we have to find like Prabhu here in Gainesville. I went to the temple there, to the center there, small deity worship, but very nice atmosphere. Young people are there chanting Hare Krishna and taking prasana, boys and girls feeling at home in Krishna consciousness. So that's how it was in the beginning. Prabhupada let it roll, you know, he knew he couldn't change people's habits overnight. Actually, Prabhupada got criticized. That's in Madhya Lila, chapter 7, text 38, and so on through 32. How is it, these godbrothers said, how is it you're having men and women living together in the same building? This is not Vedic, this is impossible. You cannot do. You've lowered our standards. But then Prabhupada explains in the purport that you cannot just impose a stereotype system to spread Krishna consciousness. What's suitable in one place is not suitable for another. And boys and girls, it's co-educational. You can't just change that overnight. But we still have to spread Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada says the principle that an acharya or a devotee, he should strictly follow regular principles and so on. At the same time, devise methods, new means actually, so that the fallen conditioned souls can be reprieved, or they can be hooked, so they can go back to Godhead. That's the whole purpose of the material world. It's a plan of the Lord. We fall to this material world, Krishna bully sage, even now. We forget Krishna, so we have these temporary bodies. But this is not our real home. We don't belong here. We're eternal, this body is temporary, and we're full of fear in case this body will die at any moment. Just like Kalyapani on the motorbike. Yeah. So, you know, it's a shock, you know, we have to leave this body. It's inevitable, but it's still a shock. So, somehow or other, this material world is a plan of Krishna's, so that we can, okay, we can try and enjoy, but then sooner or later, oh no, it's too much. We get frustrated, and okay, I chant Hare Krishna, okay, I'll take prasadam. You know, reluctantly, we come to Hare Krishna, kicked in the back door by circumstances. I never wanted to surrender to Krishna, but it got so terrible, so broken-hearted. So, you know, that Krishna arranged it for us, that we are now in a position to take it seriously. That so anyhow, you know the story. He went in the marketplace, Madhavendra Puri, and the pujari woke up in the night. And Madhavendra Puri was dozing in the marketplace, and pujari had a dream. The deity's stolen some pots from Madhavendra Puri, a pot of sweet rice. He didn't count them. So pujari woke up. It was like a vision. It wasn't just an ordinary dream. Most dreams are just like, you know, some kind of cinema. It could be anything going on. But this was a real thing. The deity has stolen. I stolen the pot from Madhavendra Puri. Woke up, took bath. He went in. And sure enough, there was a pot of kheer hidden behind the deity's cloth. Wow, this is a miracle. Even the pujari was thinking, this is a miracle. Huh? The deity's stolen some kheer. Yeah, it's amazing. So then he thought, how fortunate that Madhavendra Puri is. So he went out in the marketplace, Madhavendra Puri! Madhavendra Puri, how fortunate you are! Madhavendra Puri was dozing. What's going on? Like, it's a pujari. Pujari of the temple. He says, the deity stole this for you. Wow! The kheer. So that I could taste it, so that I could make the same for my Gopal deity. Wow, this is the Madhavendra Puri. You can just imagine what Madhavendra Puri he felt like. He just full of ecstasy and love of Krishna. So it's a miracle. What we call a miracle. Actually, of course, in Christianity we're used to miracles, walking on the water, the five loaves and the six fishes, feeding the 5,000, and 20 baskets of food left over. We're used to all these things, right? But we're never used to actually to God, the Supreme Personality of God, that has a form, and it can actually be in our temple, it can be in our home, and he can actually walk around, he can do things, he can speak to us. Yeah, he can speak to us even one day. We can speak to the Lord. So that's the whole idea of this Krishna Conscious Movement. We're traveling all over the world, and I've been fortunate enough in my old age to be in the Harinam Ruchi Party. And we see Radha Shamasunda King. We're so fortunate to be able to see the effect of this Maha Mantra on people, on you know, people who are completely absorbed in material nature. And we often go in the restaurant areas like we did last night, and we get people to chant. First of all, the system is get people to clap. If they don't clap, you can't expect them to chant. So first of all, the clue is to get them to chant or show some signs of, you know, getting in with the music, the beat, or like that. Then you can get them to chant. And then you can get them to dance. So you can see actually how their faces change, their eyes change, their luster changes, and they're becoming spiritualized. So this process of Sankirtan is actually the beginning of their spiritual life. They'll never forget it. And that's what Prabhupada did. He simply did this chanting and gradually introduced the rest of deity worship. So we have to follow Kalakanta's footprints and find ways to make this beautiful project very enticing for people to come. It's a bit in-house at the moment, I've seen. And it's not like, you know, Disneyland exactly. But There must be ways and means to draw many people to come into New Ramanretti. Echo Village, that's wonderful. And you can have school parties, school tours, I expect you're doing that. All kinds of educational programs. So that they gradually are familiar with the holy names. We can take prasadam, have scientific preaching. Of course, this is where Sariputta lived. In 1995, I went to see Sariputta because I was born in a scientific community. My brother was a top scientist in Canada. My father was a scientist. They didn't believe in God, so, you know, and I didn't believe in their science. So we could all have science conferences here also. It would be very interesting, actually, because many scientists have been brainwashed by modern education. Students, they think that the world was a big bang, came from a big bang, primordial soup, and consciousness, epiphenomena of dead matter. So this is another thing we could do in honor of Sariputta. And there's so many things we can do here in New Ramanretti. And then, of course, they will come to the temple, see the deities, and gradually their love of Krishna will awaken. And then their suffering will end. That's the Vaishnava. The Vaishnavas, as the vast, in Prabhupada's song, you know the song that Prabhupada wrote on board the Jaladuta? As a glorifying Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, as the vast mercy of Lord Chaitanya spreads all over the land, conquers the land, then the miserable living entities will become happy. So that's our mission. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada King. Thank you very much. I'm a bit over time. Any question, please? I'll give a quick answer so we can take prasadam. Hare Krishna. Yeah? Sorry?
Tell us about some of your travels and preaching.
Sorry, what?
Some of your travels and preaching. Where have you been?
Traveling and preaching where?
Where have you been?
Yeah. We just came from Bali, Indonesia. We just did a short tour, 1 month, 5 weeks tour with Harinam Ruchi of the Far East. We went to Bali. We were going on the beaches in Bali. Bali is like a Hindu island in a Muslim nation. It's very amazing, actually, a bit like Nepal. There's very funny looking temples and decorations on the streets. And amazing thing there, on the beach, we found the best persons who were singing and dancing were the Islamic community, especially the girls with their burqas on, and they're dancing and singing like anything on the beach, yeah. And then we went to Hong Kong. She's more Chinese influenced. We were doing Harinam on the streets. Book distribution is good there. People have money. I do alternate days book distribution and chanting. Because Sham Rash is there. He leads the kirtan one day, I lead it another day. And we stayed in Hong Kong Temple. That was a very nice temple set up by Tamal Krishna. And Surabhi Swami designed it. It's well worth a visit. If you're in Hong Kong, it's like the gateway to China. And so it's a bit undercover kind of feeling also. It's a block, it's a flat in Hong Kong, but nice prasadam. They have yoga classes there. And the Indian community also come there and support it. But then, you know, the mission is into China, into China. And we did Harinam, we saw the Filipinos. The Filipinos come from Philippines and they get jobs as the cleaners and the cooks and the drivers of the Chinese and the rich people in Hong Kong. And on weekends, it's totally amazing. All the Filipinos come under the flyovers, and they all sit there, and they have their lunch packets, and they talk their own language. They're Christian, and we do Harinam, and they join in. That's nice. And simple people, very open-hearted. Then we went to Taiwan. There we have a temple there in Taiwan. There again, it's a flat. Most of the devotees, they work during the week, and they have classes on Wednesdays and a weekend class. Niranjan Swami was there when we were there. So he was giving nice classes, and we were going out Harinam together. And Taiwan is great because there, I don't know, people, they really like to dance and sing. In Hong Kong, the Chinese people, they sit there, you're doing their big far-out kirtan, you're like, and then, they're like this. Of course, they're hearing, but you can't get them to even clap half the time. Maybe some young students, maybe they will, but the older people, almost like stony-faced. So Hong Kong's a little tough in a way, but there's so many people there, so much. Rich people are moving around, so book distribution's good, which is nice. And we do Harinam and we distribute books. Then Taiwan, people are more relaxed there somehow or other. It's a separate, you know, it's like it has some autonomy, national autonomy. There's a history behind it. Taiwan is a little bit separate from China, and it's allied with America, so it's a little bit free and easy. And the students, they love to dance and sing, they have festivals, and it's, you know, it was nice, very nice. And of course, so then we went on to South Korea, which is a new place for us. First place, first time I've been to South Korea. Because there's a huge war memorial there. All the American tanks and bombs and rockets there. I did a little video there. And there again, South Korea is nice for Hainan. Actually, it's better than, I think it was better than Taiwan. There's many walking streets. And if you have walking streets, it's not like Gainesville. You go in Gainesville, you have to stick to the pavement. There's cars running down the center of the street. You can hardly hear yourself chant. If this is a walking street, that's great. You know, you can do what you like. You can draw a crowd. Eventually, they complained that we would, you know, some of the people complained, the shopkeepers and the stallholders that we were going too many times on the same street. That happens, you know. But, yeah. Main thing, people are hearing the holy names. They're getting the books. Sometimes they get prasadam. And it's so wonderful to see that happening in a new country like South Korea. You know, you really feel the Lord's mercy is there, Lord Chaitanya's mercy. And people instinctively, they don't even know Hare Krishna. They clap their hands and they want to know the Maha Mantra. We give out cards to the local temple. And it's a combined effort. You know, all the devotees come from the local temples. Wherever we go, you know, we're just a handful of us. Harinam Ruchi, maybe 6 or 7. But then all the local devotees, they get fired up with Harinam. So yeah, South Korea was nice. And we had some house program, small house program also. I'm not in charge of the Harinam Ruchi. His name is Vishnu Jan. He's been around the world 7 times, I believe 7 times. I've only joined him recently. But it's wonderful being with, although I'm an older person, 74, all the devotees are young, I feel young again, dancing and singing, you know. It's really great. I'm just wondering how long my body will last. You know. So anyway, then some of us, me and Sandy, we went to Japan. I have a disciple there, Kairava. She's also become a little celebrity. She plays a banjo. She did a tour of Japan. And she gets invited to yoga studios to do bhakti yoga and the chanting. She has a very charismatic voice, very simple. We stayed, Kavichandra Swami was there also in Japan. It was really nice. And you know Kavichandra, who knows Kavichandra Swami? Yeah. It was very nice. We did some kirtans also in the marketplaces. Japanese people also nice. Everyone's nice actually. Everyone's eternal servant of Krishna, so the holy name, you know, awakens their hearts. Gradually, some takes a long time. So when I first saw the Hare Krishna mantra, my God, I was in London on a cold winter's day. I was, you know, completely in ignorance. And I saw the devotees chanting. I thought, let me get out of here. I nearly was sick on the spot. It was horrible. Oh, these guys with shaved heads, dancing in bed sheets. They're so hot and the cold. Their bodies seem to be steaming in the cold air. And I thought, oh my God, let's get out of here. And I just ran for it. But the damage was done. The damage was, in my heart of hearts, I thought, these people, they really believe in that there is something up there. I don't know what it is. Maybe they believe in God. Because deep within my heart, I had faith in Lord Jesus. But it'd been covered over. When you go to art college, I mean, that's the end of your sense gratification all the way. So, you know, I become really hard-hearted. So that helped me. That kirtan I saw helped me. And then later on, in my, you know, my aspirations for enjoying this material world were destroyed. I won't go into more detail. But then I became a more receptive. Maya kicked me. I started to chant. So the same thing can happen to everyone. So, yeah. So it's very nice. Now we're on the way to Panama Rathiatra. We've been invited to Panama Rathiatra, Harinam Ruchi, then New York Rathiatra. Then we'll do, usually do a tour of America, Philadelphia, and then a few other temples. Then we go Mexico, then we go South America, Peru, Argentina, Chile, Brazil. Then we go, sometimes we go Hawaii, or sometimes we go Fiji. Sometimes we go New Zealand, then Australia for New Year. And then back to India for the Mayapur festival. That's our circuit. We're meeting Gauranga in Panama. Vishnu Jan is in Panama. We'll meet them there. And Gauranga, his Ananta Gauranga, his mother's here, right? And she was with us yesterday, dragging people into the kirtan. She's really amazing. Poor guy is trying to enjoy his beer. I thought you people were a bit rough, you know. On Harinam Ruchi, we first of all get them chanting before we drag them into the kirtan. Here they try to drag them before they've even, you know, warmed up, you know. It's more tactful to get them clapping first and then... Because we got thrown out of a few places. We tried to go in there. And the guy at the door had to say, get out. But sometimes you can go around the whole shop and get everyone chanting and dancing. You know, you can do that sometimes. Go in the pub, go in the bar, get in the restaurant. But you have to just time it right so they don't ring up the police. But if they think it's too much, then... So you just have to give them a little, two or three minutes of ecstasy, and then before they know what happens, and then you have to get out before, they ring the police or make a complaint. It's like, it's aggressive. It's a bit aggressive. But, people are so under the modes, You have to be a little aggressive to get them to chant and sing. Sri Harinam Sankirtan King, Yu Raman Reti King, Shishi Radha Shamasunda King, Krishna Balaram King, Shishi Ganatan King, Mahaprasadam King, Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara, Nanda Kumara, Madana Gopala, Madana Gopala, Mohana Rupa, Mohana Rupa, Nanda Kumara, Jaya Jaya Deva Hari. Govindare Gopalare Govindare Jaya Prabhu Dina Dayala Hare Jaya Prabhu Dina Dayala Hare Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara Nanda Kumara Madana Gopala Madana Gopala Mohana Rupa Mohana Rupa Nanda Kumara Jaya Jaya Deva Hare Jaya Krishna Hare Jaya Rama Hare Krishna Hare Jaya Rama Jaya Krishna Hare Jaya Rama Hare Jaya Satchinandana Gaura Hare Jaya Satchinandana Gaura Hare Jai Satchinandana Gaura Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Golanga Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Jaya Gaurani Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Shri Shri Radha Shama Sunda Gaurani Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Shri Shri Radha Shama Sunda Gaurani Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Shri Shri Radha Shama Sunda Jaya Gaurani Jaya Krishna Balaram Jai Shri Shri Rabha Shama Sunda Jaya 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 Prabhupada 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 Jaya